Rebecca Culshaw has written an important update on the campaign to get all gay men to take PrEP. She writes, "Remember how, early on, the phrase 'the virus that causes AIDS' was repeated constantly in the manner of a mantra? Indeed, if we go back in time to 1984 and the infamous press conference announcing the probable cause of AIDS, despite the fact that the evidence had yet to appear in the medical literature, we recall that the virus wasn't even called HIV. It was given the unremarkable name of HTLV-3, human T lymphotropic virus type 3, that was quickly changed, with the cunning linguistic shift of referring to it as human immunodeficiency virus, to cement in the public's mind just what this alleged infectious agent could be capable of. Of course, this was only the beginning of the trickery and sleight of hand that we've seen exhibited time and time again over the years with HIV. From the promise of a vaccine, to the use of viral load to amplify genetic fragments associated with a virus because actual infectious virus could not be found, to the enthusiasm that the protease inhibitors would end AIDS, to the unprecedented effort to medicate vast numbers of HIV-negative individuals with anti-HIV drugs via PrEP, it's been an incredible 40 years of gaslighting. Let's not let this continue for another 40 years." Click the link below to read the entire piece.